Hi, my name is Reena Weaver. I'm a senior at Westmont, and my parents are, like, basically authoritarian. I'd say they're, like, not as strict as the definition is.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Molly. I'm a senior here at Westmont, and I would say my parents are more authoritative and permissive, a little mix in between, just because the freedoms I have and stuff.
Hi, my name is Ashrika Sankarachri, and I'm a junior at Westmont. And I don't say my parents are, like, authoritarian. That's all.
And then, of course, I'm Anjali, and...
I'm Gio.
All right, so just to get started... what's so funny about our intro, Molly?
What? No, nothing.
Okay. We're very professional. So just to kick things up... How have your parents' parenting styles influenced the way that you handle very specifically like relationships with other people? And not just like in a romantic way, like friendships as well, just how you view your classmates, your teachers, and the respect that you give them, I guess.
I guess for me, like they always tell me just to be open and like open-minded when I'm meeting people and like to always like put myself forward if like that person that I'm talking to or I'm meeting is like quiet or something, like I will be the one to step out and greet myself and either converse with them. I don't know, never like judge people before you meet them or see them.
Right. So, are your parents extroverts? Like, do you think that?
Yeah, I'd say. My mom is an extrovert. So okay. They're both. Yeah.
That's great.
Like, how do you think that like influences like being like introverted or extroverted like almond child? Like, would you say?
Like how it I guess since seeing them act like that or like being more like present and outgoing around people, it like definitely influenced me to be like, oh, that's like I like how they act like that, or like seeing that, it's like. I guess I would like to act like that too, so that pushed me to do that.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have anything to say about that?
Okay. So, Moi said like, wait, what did you say? Like, something about how they push her to like meet new people and stuff. Mm-hmm. My parents are actually kind of not really like that. My mom, she'll like, before the start of each school year, she'll always like talk to me and be like, make sure you're only friends with like people who get their work done like smart and like academically like gifted, I guess. And like if she sees me becoming friends with someone that's like not as smart, she'll talk to me and be like you shouldn't be friends with them and stuff like that. It's happened with a couple of my friends before, and I'm like I enjoy being friends with them, like, I want to be friends with them.
Yeah, like, that's not all that matters.
Yeah.
And would you say that that's pushed you, like, are you taking her advice, or is just because it's something that your mom has said, you've, like, rejected it?
I would say, like, I just don't keep it in my mind, like, I'm going to be friends with whoever I want to be friends with. Mm-hmm. Like, for me, what's more important is, like, having fun with my friends and, like, being able to laugh and not, like, feel judged all the time. Mm-hmm. Because I have been friends with, like, only, like, academically, like, smart people. And it's, like, they're always just, like, judging you, I feel like, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with that one. Ashrika, do you have anything?
My dad doesn't really like when I, like, like, have friends. He, like, doesn't let me, like, call my friends or anything or, like, hang out with my friends. Mm-hmm. He's, like, really, like, introverted. Even my mom. Mm-hmm. She, like, covers the cameras and all our devices because she thinks the government's, like, still in But, yeah. So, they're introverted.
Yeah. So, do you guys think that, like, strict parents raise sneaky kids? Like, is that
part of it? Yeah, I think so, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know, because I'm a very sneaky kid.
You're sneaky. And, like, how do you all think, like, how has having, like, an authoritative or, like, a permissive or an authoritarian parent, like, influenced the way that you're, like, that you are turning out to be? Like, because I feel kind of like how you're raised, I mean, like, how you said, like, you know, being raised around, like, growing up in, like, a... extroverted setting, like you've become an extroverted person, like how do you all feel like your parents, like how do you all feel like you're being influenced?
Like, do you think that because you've been raised in kind of an authoritarian or authoritative household, you're also kind of like leaning more like you're more strict in like how you view, like, do you set more like rules for yourself, more boundaries for yourself just because that's how you've been raised, or do you just kind of let loose and you're like spontaneous?
I think for me, it's both ways. Sometimes I'm way strict on myself when it's, like, just like doing some things, but then I'm just like, oh, I just like need to let go and like be free sometimes, because it's like having like a set plan or like all these rules that I need to like follow myself, it's just like not I don't know, I don't like that. But I don't know if that was the question.
I don't know like I'd say like I have certain rules that I try and follow, but like my brain just doesn't, like with grades and stuff, like obviously I want to have good grades, but sometimes I'm just like not motivated at all. Like I can't do my homework and it's like, okay, whatever. Like I don't care anymore.
And how do your parents react to that kind of like stalemate?
Like how do they react to me not doing my homework?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, they go insane. Yeah. They, if I have a single missing assignment, like my mom will like be like, like she'll crack down on me. Like she checks my grades. She sometimes, like the first semester, she checks my grades every day, and it's like really annoying because if I have like one missing assignment, then she'll like be like, "Why is this missing?" So then it just makes me like not want to like even do it anymore. Like I don't know if that makes sense. So then I just like have plenty of missing assignments, and then like my mom's yelling at me, and then I don't feel like doing them. But the second semester, this happens a lot. Second semester, I'll show her my grades myself, and I'll change them. So she doesn't actually know my grades anymore. And so she gets a report card at the end of the year. And by the end of the year, like, you know, like, I just turn all my work in last minute. So I end up having, like, okay, grades. Like,
you beat the case.
Yeah.
And, like, how do you, like, how would you, do you have anything to add on to this?
I think, like, what she said, like, if my parents tell me something, like, to do something, like, I'm not going to want to do it. I won't do it.
Yeah.
Like, do you think there's more power in, like, positive reinforcement versus, like, punishment, punishment, punishment? Like, is it better to, like, be promising, like, rewards or, like, incentive rather than, like, cutting back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure. So, like, if your mom instead was like, oh, I'll give you, like, $10 for each A, you'd be more likely to get A's.
I'd be more likely to get A's, yeah.
Rather than I'll take away $10 for every, like, D.
Lucky, if I had kids, like, I would do the punishment thing, though.
Really?
Like, I feel like that's the only way to get stuff done.
Uh-huh. And, like, kind of on the topic of kids, like, I mean, you know, kids maybe aren't for everybody, or depending if you want kids. Like, how would you guys raise a child if you were to, like, be in that situation?
Would it be similar to how you have been raised? Like,
Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah.
I don't know if I even want to have kids. Like, that's like a really, like, because I really, like, my parents, I don't know if they wanted to have kids or not, but, I mean, if they didn't, like, it kind of makes sense the way that they treat us. Like, I don't want some kid to grow up the way that I grew up. So, I don't know, I'd have to think about it, like, a lot, but if I did have a kid, I'd probably have, like, I make them have, like, an incentive to do things, like, get good grades. Like, I'd give them money for good grades. But if they didn't get good grades, I'd also have, like, a punishment. Like, I'd take away their iPad or something. Like, I don't know.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
My mom would change the password on my iPad, so I wouldn't be able to get in without her. Like,
I'm always like, what?
Oh, my God.
Like, your parents do this, but that's like not that bad. Like, that really is
like, she changed the password so often that she actually forgot it, and so now we can't get into, like, we have like two different iPads that we can't get into.
What about you, Mom?
What was the question?
like how would you raise kids if you were to have some, pretty much, just boiling it down?
Okay, I do like the way I was raised, so, like, it's, like, you can't, like, I can't do the exact same thing, because that's just, I think, impossible, unless I, like, remember everything, which I don't, so.
But, like, close to that?
Yeah, because I love how I was raised, I like how I turned out, so it's, like, I don't know, I would like to do a similar path, but it's, like, I wouldn't be, like, so strict, but I would have rules and stuff like that, but it's, like, I don't want to.
I think a better
not
word
be like a helicopter parent. That would be horrible.
A better word for rules is guidelines.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a
Ashrika. I probably won't have kids. It like uproots your whole life. And like, what if they turn out like me? Like, no.
Yeah. See, that's interesting that you guys have like a lot You guys have a negative self-image of yourselves compared to Molly, who
loves
you. Right? Love
yourself.
Absolutely
love yourself.
Yeah, and then is there anything that you wish that your parents did differently?
I don't know. When I was like, okay, the second I like got into middle school, my mom started treating me like I was her biggest off. So like, I don't know. Like, I wish she just tried harder to like keep a good. Cause I used to get along with her really well when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wish she like still tried to keep a good relationship between us instead of just immediately like turning into.
And
I don't know, like,
why middle school specifically? Do you think that's like because grades become a lot more of like you know, you have power school, you can check like your grades for your classes like whenever, wherever, or do you think like it's like you get a bit more freedom in middle school? Like, what's why middle school? Like,
I have no clue why I was middle school. Like, I just remember like, in elementary school, I used to get along really well with her, mm-hmm. and then, like, around middle school time is when I started, like, clashing with her more often.
I mean, I don't really think that they did. I don't wish they did anything differently. I think I liked how I was, like, everything that I've done so far,
mm-hmm.
or that they've, like, done. I don't know.
Oh. Sorry.
I don't really know.
No, not
I'm trying
yeah.
to... No, I think we have a really good relationship. So, like, the way that they did that and how I grew up, like, us just, like, continue. Okay, I'll just... I don't know. Should I start over?
Yeah.
Keep going.
What do you wish your parents did differently?
Okay. Can I just say I wish they didn't do anything differently?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I think that the way that I grew up and was raised, like, we have such a good, like, relationship, and, like, the rules that they have set for me and the goals that I have done, like, everything's been, like, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say perfect because nothing's perfect, but, like, I guess, like, very positive and, like, a good outlook for me. And our relationship with both my parents is, like, really good. So
mm-hmm.
the way that we talk and communicate is, like, I really appreciate that.
Yeah. I really like that you've been using the word communicate. Like, multiple times.
Well, yeah, communication is really big. Like, we, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like we trust each other, so it's, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should we go?
Oh, we don't really communicate. I wish we did that more. Like, we talk to each other about stuff more.
Mm-hmm. And then, is there anything that you wish your parents did differently?
Yeah, that.
Like, very specific communication?
Yeah, and, like, also, like, let me have more freedom.
Yeah.
And, like... Yeah, that's all.
But what does freedom mean to you guys? Like, is it going out? Is it, like, being able to... I don't know, we've been kind of throwing out this word, like... I don't have that much freedom.
I'd say, like... The way, like, in the area that we grew up in...
Mm.
Mm.
For me, like, I guess, like, my idea of freedom comes, like, from American culture more, like... Like, getting to stay out later,
mm.
like... Just, like, being able to leave without having to tell your parents exactly where you're going, exactly who you're going to be with. You know, just, like... Them not searching through my room every single day, like, just stuff like that.
Like, that general trust that,
uh-huh.
like, I'm
yeah.
going out...
A little
out.
Bit of privacy, a little
mm-hmm.
bit just, like, letting me, like, do my own thing, kind of.
Yeah. So freedom
is... figure things out myself.
Would you say that freedom is privacy? Like,
oh,
being able to keep
yeah.
something to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I mean, in my sense, it's more, like, the things I'm able to do. Of
mm.
course, privacy. Like,
yeah.
Like, respect and that
yeah.
stuff. But, like, for me, it's, like, if I'm going to go out, like, of course I'm going to ask my parents,
mm-hmm.
like, and they're like, oh, who are you going out with? And I'll be like, oh, okay. And it's just, like, I do stuff for ASB, right? So during the week, it's, like, staying out late and stuff. And they totally, like, understand that. So
mm-hmm.
that's what I really appreciate. And then on the weekends, if stuff, they're always like, oh, hey, it's getting late. Just let's talk about, like, a curfew or what time you need to be home.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always, like, they want to communicate with me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, then we'll, like, come to a decision.
But it's all very, like, understandable. Like,
yeah.
okay, like, this curfew time makes sense for this day and for this event. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's...
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, like, so in advance. Like, sometimes, like, stuff will happen day of. Like, I'll just have, like, a day, and I'll be like, hey, can I just go? And they're like, okay, like, sure.
Or do you think it also helps that your mom, like, is a teacher at Westmont and that she does, like, yeah, ASB's doing all this stuff. Like, it's a battle of the classes.
Yeah.
She's going to be out.
She probably understands it more, mm-hmm. like, seeing, like, the past 4 years, what I've gone through, and especially since she works at this school and sees, like, the events that go on and all, like, the work that's put in. She's like, oh, she probably, like, understands it way more.
Mm-hmm. Ashwika, do you have anything to say about...
Wait, what are we...
We're talking about freedom with, like...
Oh, I like, going out, mm-hmm. pretty much. Yeah. Like, yeah, I just wish they let me, like, go out.
Like,
go out,
like, at all.
I can't even go on a walk, guys.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually... No, I can't, yeah.
Is there any, like, scenario or, like... thing that you're, or is there any like scenario that where your parents would like let you go out really anytime, or just kind of like elaborate on that a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Because I'm sure you do go out.
No.
Oh.
like alone?
No, like you're by yourself, or it could be with friends, depending on the scenario.
Well, to school. I can go to school.
So, like, you're really... So, like, you just don't... You have, like, those kind of...
Well, also, like, I'm always in trouble. So, I kind of get, like, why. So, I'm basically, like, always grounded. So, it's kind of like a... Like, it's kind of my fault, too.
Is it an understandable, like, grounding? Like...
Yeah, it's pretty understandable.
Okay.
But it's, like, it's gone on for way too long, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you guys have any last...
additions or
additional info or like anything else you want to say about parenting? No?
I don't think so.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.